Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
And just like that,
your favorite besties
and tastemakers,
Benito Skinner
and Mary Beth Barone,
are back.
Did you miss us?
You know they did.
Join us every Wednesday on your way to Sephora to hear our witty, ridiculous, and irreverent musings on life, the universe, existence, and of course, what we currently ride for.
You're going to absolutely live slash die for this podcast. You might even, dare we say,
ride for it.
Welcome to Real Pod. It's your host, Victoria Garrick Brown, and this is the podcast where we hold nothing back.
Oh, so we're getting deep, huh?
I really cried for 12 days straight.
Why do I want to be perfect? There's nothing in my life that is perfect.
Every week, I'll bring you honest, unfiltered, and eye-opening conversations to help uncover the real in all of us.
I crave the type of content that you're talking about.
I actually felt insecure.
Oh my God, am I going to cry?
Let me just unload everything.
New episodes every Wednesday. Leave those filters at the door because it's time to get real. Okay. You're on the pod 2 weeks in a row.
2 weeks in a row, and I'm on the pod with the newest Forbes 30 under 30 member, Victoria Garrick Brown. Let's go.
Oh my God, crazy.
It was so special. She woke up today and I turned around and literally tears were coming down her face in 2.4 seconds. It's been a while since those tears happened. Pretty much since we got engaged, I feel like. So,
what
special day.
What do you mean those tears? I've cried we got engaged.
Just
like tears of joy.
Yeah,
honestly.
Vic cries a lot, but tears of joy. It's a different ballgame.
Honestly, looking at the flowers and the balloons, this feels like not the same as our engagement because there was like more, which is even crazy. But like, we haven't had this in the apartment since when we got engaged.
And this wasn't even on your radar this time last night, right?
No. So literally everybody, hello and welcome back to Real Pod. Thank you for listening. We are recording this the day that I found out about making Forbes 30 under 30. It's Tuesday of the week before you heard this. So literally, Max and I were supposed to record a podcast tonight anyways because I wanted to catch you guys all up on the apartment and the move. And then this happened and I was like, well, we should talk about it for just the first little bit because something I am working on in therapy is to not steamroll accomplishments and to celebrate the wins. That's the term, celebrate the wins. I'm proud of myself because I feel like today I really celebrated the wins. I woke up to the news. I had no idea. I was just as shocked as everyone in my family and my friends. I saw it first in text message from people who had seen posts in the list in the morning. I woke up at 7:30 and I felt like I was behind because I had texts and calls. And then I just literally burst into tears. I don't know. I guess it was just this feeling of like just this insane recognition that isn't often something that we get in this career. Like there's no promotion. There's no bonus check. There's no boss giving you approval. Like, I don't know. You're just constantly grinding and building and being an entrepreneur. And so like, I mean, it was really unreal. Like, I hope I don't sound too robotic right now. It's because I've been so emotional all day. I've been crying on and off all day. And now it's like 8 p.m.
And it's so special. And I think it's cool being on this medium too, because obviously if you're listening to this, you're a Real Pod fan in some capacity. But sometimes in your day-to-day life, I think people sleep on the impact of your podcast. And so it takes me back of like the OG days of building up Real Pod and you in your room by yourself with the blanket over your head, doing intros and reading that and like filming, editing, producing it all by yourself. Like RealPod is a pillar of how you made that list, which I think sometimes people sleep on, but this community is special. I'm happy for you.
Thanks, baby. Yeah, RealPod, I literally love it so, so much. Like, I care about it so deeply. Well, look, now here I'm like about to cry again. I'm like, I'm all cried out, starts to cry. But like, I just, wow, I really did not think I would cry about this, but it is so special to me. And like, it was really born out of like, how do I bring my Instagram to life and include other people and hear their stories? And like, it's crazy to think it's been 5 years of RealPod. And also, I feel like I'm just starting. Like, talk about the move. Like, I'm going to have a bigger office room that's just mine, and you're going to have your own little office room. And I'm just like so excited. Like, the team and I have a RealPod strategy call next month and before the new year. And like, I want to brainstorm the guests and the direction of the show and the solos. And like, I'm just like so fired up 5 years later. And it's just like the result of loving it and loving the people who listen and loving the guests.
And you guys will like this. We were at lunch today and Vic goes, and now we got Forbes 30 under 30. Like, that strengthens the bio. So when we pitch to Taylor Swift, we can try to make it happen. It was like, that was the first comment, not the first comment, but the first, one of the first comments related to RealPod was like, and it strengthens the bio for T-Swift.
Literally the end goal, like the podcast will never end until Taylor Swift herself is on it. Like, I refuse. I will be 80 hosting the show. And maybe that's when, you know, it'll come to fruition, hopefully sooner. But I did say that to Max. I was like, now when the pitch goes through to Taylor one day, somehow it'll say Forbes 30 under 30 podcast host. And so she'll have to think I'm legit.
Yeah, because right now she's like, who's this scrub?
You know? Probably. Anyways.
Brown with an E at the end? That's just sus.
Honestly, a brown without an E at the end to me looks naked. It doesn't look finished.
There we go. I've trained her well.
You have. When I see the color, I'm like, something's wrong. It doesn't have like a period. It needs the E. Anyways, it was a dream day. And thank you to each and every one of you who listens, who supports me. Like, honestly, I'm probably going to cry again. But I have had so much gratitude for the people in my life today. Like, this whole idea of like self-made entrepreneur, or being self-made, people almost look at it like it's an attractive thing. Like, you want to be self-made. No one is self-made in my eyes. You could come from nothing, but someone still was the first person to give you your job waiting tables or open the door for your first audition or read your resume when they could have not read it. Like, I am so insanely grateful for all of the people throughout my life who have helped me, given me advice, taken the phone call, even just the opportunities. Like, my TEDx talk, I got declined and I wasn't supposed to give it. And then Winnie, the president of the committee, was a student and happened to believe in me and called me back and gave me the opportunity, like, just because she believed in me. Like, I wouldn't be here if I didn't give that TEDx talk. Like, I maybe would be, I don't know where I'd be. So it's just like, I've just been thinking today of like the professors that asked me to write an article, and I wrote that article and it went viral on Body Image, and then that gave me the confidence to apply for TED. Like, I'm just so grateful for every single person, and like the early RealPod guests I had that like did a favor by coming on my show. Yeah. Like, this is what my therapist said. This is actually kind of funny. I had therapy this morning. Like, it was pre-booked and I didn't want to cancel and like waste the money. And I was like, honestly, it's probably good for me to go and have her help me process the positive emotions. Therapy doesn't always have to be this negative experience. And not that it's negative, but it doesn't have to be about negative things. And so it was just great. And like, that's something I've been working on in therapy, is like being proud of myself and being proud of myself, because I really am so hard on myself. And my therapist said, it's almost like you've been playing this like really intense volleyball or championship game for 5 years, and today you won. Like, someone said, the game's over and you won. And like, of course, tomorrow when I wake up, a new game will start for another 5 years in this journey in my career as an entrepreneur. And like, that'll be its own hustle and grind and like whatever. But at least it's just like, I got this like recognition that feels amazing. And also, like, for anyone that listened to my spinoff, So Much to Say, of course, like, awards and external labels are not everything. And I know in my heart I would be enough if I didn't get this or I didn't have it, you know? So all day I've also been toying with this idea of like, you don't want to live for the validation. Like, I needed an award, but something about just the lack of like a formal recognition. Yeah. Does that make sense? Like, I think that's why it means so much to me, but it means so much to me. And I lay my head on the pillow at night knowing like if I didn't get it today and I didn't have the title, all the work I would have done up to this point is still the same hard work, you know?
Totally. And I think that's, you know, maybe why you had the emotion you did today, because it did surprise you a little bit. Like, it wasn't like you were refreshing your email every morning being like, did I get it? Like, in some regard, it surprised you. Obviously, you put in the hard work.
Yeah.
But I think that, at least for my seat, that was part of it. It was like, oh my gosh, like, this actually happened. And you would have been fine without it. But obviously, it's a tremendous honor. It's probably like winning a championship in sports.
I know. Oh my gosh, it's insane. Well, I love you, babe. Thanks for taking me to lunch and being so supportive. And just the best. You're the most supportive husband.
Let's go. What's the theme of the podcast? Let's go.
Well, you're the best.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery. What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
One of the best gifts that I ever gave my parents and Yaya as a gift during the holidays was Storyworth. I am so lucky that they're sponsoring RealPod because I genuinely love them and use them before they even came to the show. Storyworth is an online service that helps you and your loved ones preserve precious moments and stories for years to come. It's a thoughtful and meaningful gift that connects you to those who matter most to you. So how it works is you gift someone Storyworth, and then every week, Storyworth emails your relative or friend a thought-provoking question of your choice. So you get to choose from like this giant, vast list of questions. It could be things like, who was your first love? What's the bravest thing you've ever done? What's your biggest life lesson? And then each week they write one answer back. And so then at the end of the year, Storyworth compiles all of your loved one's stories, including photos, into a beautiful keepsake book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come. Reading these weekly stories will help you connect with your loved one, no matter how near or far apart you are. I just think that's so special. So with Storyworth, you can give those you love the most thoughtful, personal gift from the heart and preserve their memories and stories for years to come. Just go to storyworth.com/realpod and save $10 on your first purchase. That's Storyworth, storyworth.com/realpod to save $10 on your first purchase. I don't know about you, but I sometimes never feel like I have the proper shoes for fall or winter because I'm a California girl. And so when I go travel to Seattle or Colorado and I do some of those winter things, I'm needing chunky loafers or booties or performance sneakers, right, that can handle the weather. And Vionic has the best curated styles to get you ready for this season. With rich leathers and suedes for your workwear favorites, to weather-ready boots for those snow days, and performance sneakers to keep you moving. And they have the most comfortable slippers, especially now because it's so cold inside. I need to be wearing a shoe when I'm indoors. And look, the best part about Vionic, and you hear me rave about this like every week, is that Vionic has an exclusive VioMotion technology, which is what truly sets them apart. All of their shoes have embedded footbeds that will support you, give you arch support, and your feet will thank you. Trust me, as a flat-footed girly, I know. Use code REALPOD15 at checkout for 15% off your entire order at www.vionicshoes.com when you log into your account. This is one-time use only. Make sure you use it. Go to www.vionicshoes.com and use code REALPOD15 at checkout for 15% off your entire order. This is one-time use only. Make sure you use it. REALPOD15 at checkout for 15% off your entire order. We are here today to talk about our new apartment because we're moving. And I just felt
Vic
like
is so pumped.
I'm so pumped. I just was like, we need to give everyone the tea. And a lot of people have been asking, like, I thought you wanted to look into buying something. Why are you not? I just feel like there's a lot to talk about with why we're moving. So I thought let's do an episode on it. And this weekend is the weekend of the move. So when people are listening to this, literally we are packing up the apartment. And this Friday, Saturday, we are moving in Sunday night. Hopefully things don't look crazy and we're feeling like it's our new home. So I thought it was perfect timing. Max and I are moving. First question, why are we moving?
We are moving because Vic got a fire under her ass about a month ago when we had a mound of boxes in her office and more clothes than she knew what to do with. And she's like, we need more room. I think that's the driving factor is, over the past few months, you looked around and said, my business is growing and we've outgrown our apartment. And so wanted extra space to start. But there's also another component of, we have a great social life and we're blessed for sure. But I think there's a component of, we don't have that walkability to a lot of things and just like stumbling into some friends and I think acquaintances that we want to get closer to and whatnot, that this new location we're going to opens up that whole door that I think we're both excited on to hopefully be closer to friends
yeah.
and family.
I would say those two reasons are it, space and location. And I know it sounds kind of crazy to be like, you guys are two people and you live in a two bedroom, like you have so much space and there's people who like have tinier living spaces. Totally. I just think it's all relative and like what's working for you. And I work from home, so I am home all the time. And like, I share this office with Max and we have two closets that are the size of the one closet you get in your freshman dorm room. And we have two that we're sharing. And like, it's just, it's not all about the closets, but like, I just feel like I am constantly in the swarm of the boxes and the packing and the chaos. And I don't even unpack my makeup because I'm always on a trip. And like, when I'm here and I get hungry, I can't walk to coffee or walk to lunch. Like we live in a weird pocket of Mar Vista, so it and we love the area, but like everything is a 15-minute drive, and that sounds fine, and that's why we moved here in the first place. But it's not like we can just walk to a farmer's market on Sunday, and like I just really don't feel like we've lived that part of life in LA. And I do think it will be game changing for our social life, like to be in a different pocket. And literally, when Max and I were touring the apartment we chose, right after it, we walked to the nearest grocery store, which we could walk to, and we ran into four people we knew. And it's just like, that never happens to us out here.
Yeah, and I think we should qualify something. Like, there's a lot of people listening to this right now that can't walk to a farmer's market in the winter. So don't get me wrong. Like, we truly love where we live. I guess we like where we live. We're trying to absolutely love where we live. We love our apartment. But like Vic said, like I get in a car to go get coffee in the morning. There's no like pub to just like pop into. There's no restaurant to just like walk into. And we want to be a little bit more in the action, which I'm excited for.
Yeah. And I guess this is obvious. Just one more qualifier is like, this is Max and I sharing like what we want in our life and what we need and change. And everyone can be different. And some people might think a 15-minute drive or to coffee is totally fine. And like, I'm so glad that that works for them. We've assessed what doesn't work for us and what we want. And one of the things we want is a bit of a better location and a bit more space. And yeah, when I decided I was ready, we've been here for 3 years, hit the ground running. And I kind of posted about this on Instagram, so I won't like bore you guys with the repeat story. But basically, my friend Bella texted me being like, I love looking for apartments. Can I help you? I said, sure. I sent her the criteria we were looking for. And then 3 days later, she sent me this listing. It was gorgeous. We were the first ones in and it just worked out. And it was even slightly less than we were thinking of spending. It was a little bit more space than we were thinking we would get. So, and it wasn't a great spot. And so it was just like perfect.
And it is a step up in rent. Like we're definitely going into a new bracket in that regard. And I think that's something that we went back and forth on and had a few arguments over the past few months of, you know, for the past year, I'd been leading the charge of the, you know, sale market and what that would look like. And obviously not to go like too nerdy, but, you know, interest rates are high and it's obviously really expensive to afford a home. But that process needed to play out for ourselves. And I think we got to a point where we're like, all right, we're just not ready to buy a home. We're just not ready to commit to a specific pocket. And there's also the financial piece too. But I think we got to a point too where, you know, we were prepared to make this pretty significant step up in a rent payment because our businesses, especially yours, has really grown in the past couple of years.
And I'm happy to dive into that more because I was getting a lot of questions on like why move to a new apartment and take higher rent as opposed to buying. And I think just something to add to what you said is like, although on paper, you can look at your finances or life decisions and think like, what's the better investment? And should we buy some sort of starter home and, you know, save a little bit more and cut back on spending and travel and like meet the mortgage payments. And then in 6 years, we could sell the house and be like, you can go down that rabbit hole. And that's what we were doing for a while. And we went to open houses and we were very much like, we spent months and months. I think it's been a year. We spent a year.
I was tracking the market daily.
Max has, daily been on Zillow and obviously he works in real estate. So he's really well versed in all this. And I don't know. It was just like something I just never felt like I was ready for that or I wanted that. And I just think in my gut, I was just like, it felt so scary. And as we had more conversations and they're tough conversations. And we talked about this last week on the relationship episode. Like these are the big conversations you have with your partner and you have to be 100% aligned. And I just realized I was not emotionally ready for a house. And for two reasons, one, the financial burden. I like living above our means and being comfortable. I don't like the idea of feeling like everyone uses the term, quote, house poor. Like you put everything into a house and then like, I don't know, that's just not the hustle I want. There's people who do that and they love it and then they flip the house, whatever. That's not what I wanted and we don't have time for it. And then also, I just didn't feel like I knew what I wanted. I didn't know where I wanted the house to be. There's so many pockets of LA for anyone who's not familiar. You can go to Santa Monica, you can go to Beverly Hills, West Hollywood, you can go over the hills, you can go down to Manhattan Beach, you can go to Culver City, like downtown LA. There's all these different areas that are so different from each other and the prices vary greatly as well. And we just didn't know. And so then that's what led us to this idea of like, well, maybe we should rent and get a slightly bigger place and live and move pockets so that we can like experience a different side of LA and maybe we would like that side better. So for us, although you could look at what's on paper and think like, oh, you know, buying would be a better investment, I'm not emotionally ready, which means we are not emotionally ready. And fortunately, Max completely is on board with that and he gets it. And he's also excited to try a different pocket. And so this is the perfect next step for us.
And I think that way you just reworded it shows some of the arguments that we had. Like for a while there, I was very much on the more pro investment side and through the thought process of it's not going to get easier in the coming decade to buy a home. So if you can afford it, get in now and get equity in a house and be able to, you know, allow your money to work for you. And, you know, that more true real estate investment type of brain. But then I got to a point where, you know, I realized Vic wasn't on board for that mentality, which I totally get. And I think from my perspective, it's, you know, you don't want to be fighting your wife in these dynamics. And I also think like I'm totally on board now because after we live in this apartment for 1-2 years, I think we're going to have such clarity or a greater clarity on where we want to be long term. And I think we're going to be in a better mental state to maybe at that point buy something, but or commit to something more long term, or just have have a greater just security where we're at with things.
Yeah. We're going to be closer to my family and some of our LA friends. We're going to be in Santa Monica. And I just think it's going to be so much easier. Like, I made that loneliness episode talking about not feeling like we had that thriving social life. And honestly, I didn't realize a lot of it was location. Like, I can't just go on a walk with Cubby or some of my friends that like live in that area. And it's much harder for them to drive 20 minutes out to me and then park in our parking garage and come up. And then from there, like, we got to get back in the car to drive somewhere to go do something. Like, I was on a friend date the other night with someone that I'm really loving and it's been so fun. And she was like, oh my God, that's like right where I live. And she's like, and I walk to this place all the time. And I'm like, oh my God, now I'm thinking like how easy that we'll be able to text each other and go on these walks. And like, it's just more natural. And I just think the social piece is big for us. And that's something that's been tugging on our heartstrings.
That's huge for me. I think it's not an insecurity, but one thing I'm aware of is I really haven't made a close friend in my 20s. I've made friends, and I have great friends. I have great college buddies and great high school buddies that, you know, I'm super blessed and fortunate to have. But like in my 20s, or I guess post-college, I really haven't made a new close friend. I have friends and guys that I could call up and watch a football game with and, you know, have a drink at a bar or something like that. But I think it has been, obviously we've allocated a lot of time towards our career and prioritized that. But like you said, location and whatnot. And I think there are dudes that I am friends with that are in Santa Monica, that are closer, that work takes them there, that I'm excited to hopefully pour more into those relationships. And like you just said, I think we're both aware of that. And maybe it's an opportunity to establish roots in that type of area. And again, it's easier to stumble into having a coffee with someone. And it's not a whole thing to like plan a dinner date. If you're just on a Thursday night, just, hey man, I'm around, you around, let's pop into somewhere. Like, right. I'm so excited for that. And I'm going to challenge myself to, you know, hopefully act on that more.
Just thinking about it, I feel like there's going to be like life happening outside of our windows. And like,
we're making it sound like we live in like the middle of nowhere. I swear we've enjoyed living here for 3 years. We've been living here for three years.
We have enjoyed it. When we first moved into this apartment, it was like my dream apartment. And honestly, I even remember we stretched to rent for this place. Yeah. It's just crazy how time flies and things grow. But like, I remember we were Excel spreadsheeting like how to furnish the place. And I started crying because I felt like I was just so stressed with like paying rent and furnishing it the way I wanted. And yeah, now it's 3 years later. We did not expect that.
It's cool looking back on that. I remember that. And then now you...
I know, I was sitting right over there on the bed. Like, yeah. This episode of Real Pod is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now look, during the holiday season, we might be giving gifts to other people. My family does gifts and we do handwritten cards, which Max always thinks is so funny because his family never did handwritten cards. But we do gifts, we do cards, we do that exchange. But whether or not you're giving gifts to others or your family does gifts, you get to define how you give to yourself. And the holidays are such a great time for us to take a moment to give ourselves what we really need. And whether it's by starting therapy, going easier on yourself during the tough moments, or treating yourself to a day of just complete rest. Ooh, that sounds good. Remember to give yourself some love this holiday season. I personally think therapy is such a great choice. I've been going every other week this entire year, and I've been in and out of therapy for the past 5 years. It has been absolutely game changing. And if you are thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. In the season of giving, give yourself what you need with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/realpod to get 10% off your first month today. That's BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com/realpod. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Today's episode is sponsored by AG1. I just love AG1. I cannot say enough. And you know what? It's actually a great gift for the holidays. Max and I, 2 years ago, gifted AG1 to our sister-in-law. She's just so active and so into nutrition. And we thought it was like the perfect gift because we're obsessed with it. So that's also a good gifting idea. And I also gave my dad AG1 and my older brother AG1 and Max's brother. So we've done a lot of AG1 gifting because we love it. And we know it's going to make such a big impact into everyone's morning and daily routines. So don't sleep on AG1 as a good gift, okay? Even for yourself. Now look, AG1 is my favorite because it's a foundational nutrition supplement that supports your body's universal needs like gut optimization, stress management, and immune support. And since 2010, okay, that's a long time, AG1 has led the future of foundational nutrition. They're continuously refining their formula to create a smarter, better way to elevate your baseline health. The key word, baseline health, it doesn't matter what your exercise routine is, what your eating routine is, what you look like. AG1 is for everybody and it elevates your baseline health. It is that thing that I take in the morning. It is so, so good for me. It has so many important nutrients. AG1 is a supplement that I trust to provide my body with the support it needs. And that's why I've been a partner with AG1 for so long. If you want to try, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3, K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Just go to drinkag1.com/realpod. That's drinkag1.com/realpod. Check it out. Anyways, I'm just so excited. Like, I literally can't even wait to like get a little cart and go to the grocery store and get flowers to put in the house. Like, I'm just so pumped.
You always do this. So you're acting like you're going to go into this apartment and like be a whole new person.
I literally am going to be a whole new person.
Okay. Well, the listeners that have followed your stories are like, oh, she's going minimalist mode. I'm like, we genuinely do not have that much stuff.
You're a dude. So you, of course, think that we have so much shit. It's like, I'm so excited. I'm decluttering the kitchen next, which you guys will hopefully have seen that video by the time this comes out. Hopefully I've done it by then. I know that this is literally just the thing everyone says is it's not about where you are. It's like who you are, and you can't just like move and become a different person. Like, you're going to have the same problems. And of course there's truth to that. But I do think the physical restart of like moving in there and like giving everything a place. And I already made this pact with myself. I'm not having a phone charger in the bedroom. My phone charger will live in my office. And when it's time for bed, I'm plugging my phone into my office.
What's the bedding line for how long that lasts? I love you, but that is a tall task.
Okay,
for old Victoria Brown.
Well, I'm putting it on the record right now. My charger will live in my office.
Why don't we start in baby steps? Why don't we say...
That's my baby step. Just that one thing.
We're putting every brand deal package you get, we're putting that away.
No, but the brand deal packages won't even come to me because I'm going to use a P.O. box.
Okay.
So that's another baby step. But I see I'm making changes. I'm like, it's hard when you live in an environment and like you have the routines here to make the changes.
Yeah.
I don't think you have to move apartments or houses to like make the changes. But because we are, I might as well take advantage of it. And I am so excited to start reading. I just got Atomic Habits. That's going to be my book I'm reading to prepare for the new year to help me with some of these things. And I get what you're saying. Like, I'm not trying to redo everything all at once. My baby step is the phone thing. Like, I know that that'll be huge for my mental health. And that's the one thing I'm going to do in addition to like moving in, and we'll have everything be clean and organized. But I'm not like,
I know what
I'm
you're
not
saying.
Forcing
I'm
not myself to journal every morning. That doesn't come naturally to me, you know?
Yeah. I'm not trying to be a hater. Yeah. What am I trying to do?
You're
improve?
A hater, babe. You're a real hater.
Hopefully we can cook more if we're closer to grocery stores. That'd be a good one. And then just, you know, I leave stuff out by the edge of my bed and like stuff it in my closet because I don't have that much space. Like that's my main goal.
See,
is like
Max's closet is closets, live on the floor to the side of the bed.
Yeah, like putting stuff away, non-negotiable. That's just is what it is. I put a sweatshirt on, I take it off, I put it in the closet. And we're not slobs. We have a clean apartment, but we have a cluttered apartment. And I think the clutter is a realistic goal to achieve.
I think there's a difference between dirty and messy, and we're messy. Dirty is like dust and gunk and like not hygienic, but we're just like, we're clean, but like
we're so similar in that regard too. Like, we don't have one person like driving the car on that dynamic.
I know. Well, I'm trying to drive the car. So I'm excited about that. A little bit of the layout. We should give everyone a little preview for the layout. So it's 3 bedrooms. One of the bedrooms is going to be our bedroom where we'll sleep, the primary, which I want to be a literal sanctuary.
We sleep in separate beds, though. So that'll be where Vic sleeps and I'll be in the other room.
He's kidding.
Year two of marriage is a little rocky.
He's kidding. We will be in our king bed together.
Am I? I'm getting a sofa chair in my office room that flips out into a twin bed.
You're getting that.
So if my ass gets booted in a late night argument,
We have never done that. We have never gotten in a fight where I booted you from the bed.
This is true. Even though we have a very comfortable couch, I have never...
Max has sometimes been like, can I sleep on the couch? Because he thinks it's comfortable. And I'm like, no, you're sleeping in the bed with me. But
it's a nostalgic play. It reminds me of sleepover.
God bless my mother. She just moved recently. My parents sold a lake house that they had. And so then there was like a bunch of extra furniture. That's why we got these two beautiful mirrors that now we won't have a place for. So I'll give them back to my mom. But she saved this. Seriously? Like, I don't think. Yeah, I want to do the anthropology mirror there. We'll see. The whole decor thing is going to be a whole process. Be dialed into the Instagram, folks, because I'm so excited about that. My whole Pinterest boards are booming. But my mom has this twin bed pullout, like brown leather couch that's just sitting in a storage unit. And she was like, please, please, please put this in Max's office. So it's perfect. When we have guests, there's another little bed they can sleep on. And that's cool for you, babe. You're going to have like a bro like chair that like, you know, I can come and lay on when I want to like harass you while you're in your office.
No, you're not allowed in there.
Also, like Max getting his office was such a sleeper. Like that was not a part of like us getting three bedrooms.
So clutch, especially as, you know, I'm filming more content and whatnot. Got the whiteboard.
I know, you little influencer. So Max is
like right
influencer.
Now, I legitimately do not like working from home because I don't feel like I'm like, I don't like the feeling that I'm working on top of you. And so having my separate office, I think I'll work from home a little bit more. And
oh my God, that would be so exciting. You spend a day working from home.
And I just like right now I have to schedule my filming with you to make sure you're not in the office. And I won't have to do that anymore, which will be amazing.
I know. Yeah, that'll be pump. That'll be hype. So yeah, we're going to have our beautiful sanctuary bedroom where I'm not going to have a phone charger and I'm just going to have my Hatch alarm clock. And I'm going to have all my books that I'm going to be reading because I'm going to become a reader. And then I'm going to have a little step-in closet that I'm so excited about where all my clothes are.
She invented a term, guys, a step-in closet. It's not a walk-in closet.
It's not
a normal closet. It has like, it's like an awkward, like 4 feet depth.
Don't call my new closet awkward.
It's awkward. It's awkward. It's like that, you know.
No.
It's like that football player where you don't know what position to put him. He's like, you know, he's a tweener.
It's not.
Is he a safety? Is he a linebacker? I don't know.
That's why I'm calling him a, I'm calling it a step-in because it's not, if I said it a walk-in, you'd be giving me shit like, she thinks she has a walk-in closet. You could barely step in the thing.
That's so true. You just have like a jumbo, even oversized closet.
No, but you can literally take a step into it. That's why I'm calling it a step-in. You could turn left and right.
But you don't gain any extra storage or like, there's no additional rod for hanging things.
I ordered rods from Amazon. So I'm going to be putting the rods on the sides and I'm going to hang my purses. It's going to be gorgeous. So I'm pumped about that. Max has a little office and then I'm going to have an office where hopefully one of a dream of mine for a while for Real Pod has been to have an in-house studio set up so I can host a guest at my home and like have this very customized like Real Pod environment. So I'm so excited about that. I'll have a desk. And then our downstairs living room, we're going to have a dining area where we can actually like have a table we eat food at. In our current place, we have our kitchen island and then we have our couch. And don't get me wrong, we are super blessed to have a pretty nicely sized apartment right now. But like we said, this is just what's right for us. And it's just going to be so nice to sit down and have dinner with you like we're on a date.
Underrated part about this apartment too is the kitchen is like separated from the living room. In my experience at our current apartment, when the kitchen's messy, it just feels like the entire apartment is messy.
Because we have an open floor
versus
plan.
Now, and if LG, if you're listening, my mother-in-law, hopefully we never leave the dishes out. But if we do leave the dishes out, now that it's separated, it won't feel like the entire apartment is dirty, which I think is going to help our mental health.
Yeah, 100%. Even just decluttering my makeup area, like when I walked in there the morning after to do my makeup, I felt amazing. It's so hard to get rid of things, but you feel amazing once it's gone. I don't think I've ever gotten rid of something and been like, oh, I wish I didn't get rid of that. Actually, sometimes with like clothes, but never with like pens and paper and like.
You had so much makeup too. I feel like you always go to like the same few items too.
Yeah.
Or I don't know if that's the case.
No, it is the case, babe. Wow. You're attentive.
Like it's just human nature.
But anyways, so we're pumped. And yeah, this is Wednesday. You're hearing this. We're going to be packing up stuff Thursday, Friday. Saturday is the big move day. We got the movers coming.
I've been given strict instructions. If we are not fully moved out and sleeping comfortable Saturday night, that I'm getting neutered or something.
Well, I just told Max it can bleed over to Sunday. We're going to be
there. We go. There we go. It can bleed over into Sunday. That's why weekends exist. So we can utilize the whole weekend.
It can
move.
Bleed over to Sunday. I guess I just don't want to feel like Monday morning, like Sunday night. We should have everything in its place and maybe a list of things we still need to get.
Love
but like
that.
Sunday night. But
I'm
we should
so
get
on
our,
board with this.
We should
yes.
get a dinner and be watching TV.
Deal.
And the Wi-Fi is hooked up and all that deal. Stuff.
We gotta make a full circle though. Our first night in this apartment, we sat on the ground, backs against the wall, like just literally laying on the floor watching TV. We gotta do that the first night.
I remember we ordered Thai. We had Thai food and I was so excited.
We watched Big Mouth. Shout out Big Mouth, Netflix.
Yeah, so good. I just watched binge the whole season that just came out. I'm so excited. Like, I just can't wait. And I remember that like it was yesterday sitting on the floor right here. We're recording on the couch. We were sitting on the floor and then we ordered Thai food at the table. And I just felt like such a big girl living with my boyfriend. And now my husband, we literally were boyfriend, girlfriend, fiancés, and then we were husband and wife in this place. We got engaged and married in this apartment. That's, oh my God, one little last thing. I'm so glad I just remembered. I am someone who gets very sad about change in life. It makes me feel like we're getting older. Things are changing. Life is changing. Things won't be the same. And that makes me sad. I'm like, I can be a pessimist in that way and I can cry. And like, I know that like, I'm so happy to move, but I know the last few nights in this apartment, like I'm going to be sobbing just like, oh, I get sad now thinking about it. Like, as much as I'm excited to move and like, of course, we're not going to spend the rest of our lives in this apartment. Like, it is sad. Like, we had special memories here and it's not going to be ours and someone else will live here and we'll never have this little living room set up, you know, that we're used to and our wooden island and it'll just be different. And I won't be able to just, you know, this is close quarters, but we've loved that because we've been close.
We came in boyfriend, girlfriend, and we're leaving husband, wife. What a 3-year run.
I know. Do you think that when we leave the next place, we're going to have a little kid?
That's a great way to end this podcast episode. If you are a betting man, are we going to have a kid when we leave that?
Oh, let's make a bet. This is good.
All right. I'm going to say no. We will not have a mini Vic Max. No.
What's your prediction? Why? Because we're not going to live in there long enough to do it or because
I think
you have to give some context.
I think we are still a few years off from having a live human in this world. And I don't think we'll be in there for 3 years. If a few is three, I don't think we'll be in this apartment for 3 years.
Okay. I kind of agree. My prediction is we will not have a kid in that apartment unless we end up being able to buy it somehow. Because it's a townhouse.
You're really dropping that seeds. You've been saying that a few times.
If we ended up loving it and then convinced the landlord to sell it to us, then I think we would have a kid in that place. But if we are only renting, I agree that we wouldn't have a kid till we like moved on to our next place 2 or 2.5 years later.
Well, if we do have a kid, then your office is going to be where the thing sleeps.
No, you're off the thing. Your office is becoming the nursery. I've already thought about it. It's perfect nursery size.
No, the Real Pod Studio is going to just give great vibes and it'll have a great time in there.
No, it won't.
Yeah, it will. With its big ass forehead and its long ass neck.
And flat feet.
No, gosh. Oh, it doesn't have your flat feet.
Me either. And it's going to have arch pain.
So down.
Anyways, we're going to go get In-N-Out now. Just once again, just end the Forbes celebratory day.
Thanks for having me on. Love you guys.
Yeah. Love you, babe. And love you, everyone listening. And we're so excited for our move. Make sure you're following and checking my IG this weekend because we will be posting everything. Okay. Bye. See you next week. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Real Pod. If this hit home or helped you in some way, send it to a friend, a teammate, roomie, share the love, share the realness. New episodes of Real Pod come out every single Wednesday. So make sure you are subscribed to this podcast so you never miss an episode. To leave a rating or a review of the show, head to iTunes and let me know what you think. I love hearing from you. Not to mention, you can stay connected with Real Pod throughout the week, seeing behind the scenes info and sneak previews of upcoming guests by following the @RealPod account on Instagram. All information about today's show and guests will be linked in the description of this episode. Thanks again for listening. I love you guys so, so much. Let's go dominate the day. And as always, keep it real.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.